Hey, asshole. Haven't seen you in a while. Looks like my luck just ran out. Of course I noticed. I mean, noticed how amazingly quiet and peaceful it's been for the past week without anyone here annoying me 24/7. Whatever. For the record, I don't really care that you've been gone from work for so long, but the team has missed you. Not me, though. But we could really use another pair of hands on board, so I guess I miss you. From a productivity standpoint, of course. Yeah, if you actually bother to do your fucking job for once, maybe you wouldn't be on my mind all the time. I mean, the team's mind, our collective mind, everyone's mind altogether, not just mine. Some people have actual things to get to, you know? We can't just all be constantly thinking of you. I most certainly don't. What is this? An apology flower? Seriously? What are you even apologizing for? Hey, listen, we all understand that you had to take a break from work because of. I mean, yeah, you. Totally owe me an apology. In fact, you owe everyone here an apology, asshat. Oh. You gave everyone on the team a flower? Not just me? Huh. That's really nice of you, but I just thought. Well, thanks a lot, asshole. You just completely diminished the value of my flower. Clearly, you're not actually sorry if you're out here sprinkling flowers on everyone like some kind of deranged flower fairy. Who are you, Tinkerbell? Yeah, whatever. I shouldn't have expected anything more from you. What's that? You got me a special flower? Sure, buddy. I bet you told everyone that. Where'd you even get these anyway? Are you kidding me? You got these from a random man on the side of the street? And you asked him for an extra special flower just for me? Right. And then he winked at you? Dude, he was definitely trying to get into your pants. What? I'm serious. Hey, at least you finally get laid for. Yeah, sorry. I kind of have pretty bad allergies to pollen, which this little guy's just chock full of. Guess I can't handle my sperm. Plant sperm, that is. But I guess you already knew that. Wow. Just wow. You really gave me this little sperm bomb to explode in my face and make me look bad in front of the boss. Jeez. Just when I thought you couldn't get any lower. I should have known better. Well, you swear you had no idea? Sure, my guy. Whatever you say. It's whatever. I'm pretty used to you treating me like this, so. No. I am not crying. It's just the allergies, I assure you. Look at you, acting like you're all worried about me. We both know this is your plan all along. Yeah, nice try, buddy. But you're not fooling me again. Achoo! Oh God. Great. Now I'm going to be sniffling and sneezing all over the place for the rest of the day, and guess whose fault it is? Yeah, that's right. But guess whose dick Mr. Bossman over there is going to ride all day long because of quote unquote unprofessional conduct or whatever? Yeah, me. And only me. But that's exactly what you wanted, isn't it? Might as well just fire me at this point, asshole. Is it hot in here or something? Global warming, am I right? Wait. You did this, didn't you? You purposely turned on the heat when it's in the goddamn 90s outside. Well, I caught you. Now, go turn on the AC, please. Aha, very funny. You got me. Good prank. But please, turn on the goddamn AC. You haven't touched a thermostat at all, huh? Nice one. Please. I'm begging you. I'm just so hot. No, my allergies usually aren't this severe. Fuck. I'm just gonna take off my shirt real quick. No, don't mind me. Just get on that thermostat, all right? Whew. Really burning up over here. Do you have something I could drink? Or maybe suck on? Like a popsicle or something. Or a cucumber? Yeah, those are cool, right? Please, I just need something in my mouth. Oh, God. No, it's okay. I don't need any medical attention or anything. Just go. Just go. I think I need some time to take care of myself. Wait, actually, don't leave. I need you. Your help, I mean. I think I have a fever or something. Just put your hand in my face. Yeah. Like that. It's so hot, isn't it? Fuck. Your hand is so cool. It feels so good on my face. Fuck. I think it would make me feel better if I could just suck on your fingers like this. My chest is also really hot. Maybe just put your hand on. Oh God. Yeah. Just take my bra off. Oh fuck. It's just so hot. Thank you. I feel so much better. So much. Oh, yeah. Right there. That's a spot. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Your mouth, it looks so cool. I think if you just put it right here on my, oh, so much. My nipples are just driving me crazy. So hot again. I think I need something else to suck on. Something large and hard, maybe. Please. May I please suck on your cock? Please. I can't stand it anymore. Oh God, thank you. Oh fuck. Wow, it looks like it could make me feel so much better. I just need to. Your cock in my mouth. It's so cold. So nice and cold. Fuck. I need to feel it all the way down my hot throat. Oh. Much better. Thank you. Thank you, Daddy. Sorry. That just kind of comes out when I'm sick like this. Really? I can call you Daddy? Oh, fuck. Daddy. Oh, Daddy. You're so sweet. You taste so good, Daddy. Oh. your cock, daddy. Oh. It aches so much down there. It's so hot and tight, and it's dripping all over the place. It feels like it's about to explode. Please, please, I think if you just put your cock in there, it would make it all better. Yeah, yeah, just slide your cock inside of me so you can internally probe the issue. Please, please, I'll just press myself against the cool wall here and flip my skirt up, pull my panties down like this. Oh God, come on. You're the one who got me into this mess. I know we're at work, but no one else is around, and oh God, I just need you to fuck me. Please, it's the only cure for my allergies. It's medically necessary, you know. Oh, please, please, I know you don't like me, but I need you. I need you. Oh, fuck. Thank you so much, Daddy. Oh, fuck. You feel so good all the way inside of me. And this is exactly what I needed. Oh, to be stuffed and stretched and pounded by you. Oh, fuck, Daddy. Oh, fuck me, Daddy. Fuck me. About this for so long, but I never imagined it would feel this perfect inside of me. Oh, you're always so mean to me, but I just can't stop wanting you, wanting your cock. Every time we argue, and you say all those dirty, degrading things to me, I have to sneak into the bathroom and touch myself. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry, Daddy. I'm sorry. I want to be angry at you, but I just get so horny instead. Oh. I can't help it. So don't be mad at me. Okay, Daddy? Oh, fuck. Oh, Daddy. I just wish you would fuck instead of fight me all the time. I know I can be a brat sometimes, but I just want your cock. That's all. I swear, I don't want to hurt you. I just want to make you feel good. Please. Please. Let me be your good girl. Oh, that's all I want. Oh, fuck. Oh. Fuck, Daddy. I don't think I can hold on much longer. I'm sorry. It just feels too good. Oh, must be the allergies. Oh. I think you could completely cure my allergies if you just filled me with your cum. Yeah, oh, I need all of it inside of me. Please, it won't get better until I'm overflowing with daddy's cum. Oh, my personal medicine. Please, I don't need anything else. I just need your cum. I just need your cum. Oh, fuck. Oh, come with me, daddy. Come inside of me. Thanks. I'm all better now. See? I wasn't lying when I said I get pretty bad allergies. But I think there was something in that flower you gave me. Made me even hornier than usual around you. I mean, I'm sorry I said all those weird things in the heat of the moment. If you didn't... Huh? You liked it? Oh. Cool. that's good to hear. Well, my allergies are like a daily thing, you know, especially in the spring. So I'll definitely need your help again during this allergy season.